BBC News. WikiLeaks has published thousands of confidential documents detailing what it says are top-secret hacking tools used by the American Central Intelligence Agency. The alleged cyber weapons include malware that targets Android devices and iPhones, as well as Windows and Linux computers and Samsung smart TVs. The French presidential candidate, François Fillon, is facing a fresh allegation that he failed to declare an interest-free loan to the Public Standards Office. A newspaper that's published a series of damaging allegations against Mr. Fillon said he was given the $50,000 loan in 2013 by a businessman friend. The British government has suffered a second defeat in Parliament over its legislation to trigger the process of Britain leaving the European Union. The upper chamber voted for an amendment, insisting the government get parliamentary approval for any final deal. The Turkish foreign minister has told Turks in Germany that Europe has huge problems with xenophobia, Islamophobia and racism. Germany and Turkey have been at loggerheads since February, when Turkey jailed a correspondent for the German newspaper Die Welt. 20 survivors of acid attacks in Bangladesh have taken part in a fashion show aiming to challenge conventional standards of beauty. Those appearing have been attacked by relatives, spurned partners and by neighbours. Health officials in Brazil say an outbreak of yellow fever has been spreading towards the Atlantic coast and could soon affect urban centres like Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. The Kenyan government has ordered striking doctors to return to work immediately after trade unions rejected its latest offer to end the standoff. The three-month strike has crippled health services, leaving many Kenyans without basic medical care. BBC News.